Verse 14, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Now we're talking here about the sins of the flesh. And who's responsible when you're drawn away to do evil and you yield to evil temptation? God's not responsible. And by the way, the devil is not responsible. You are responsible. A man got lost in the hills of Arkansas back in the day of the Model T Ford. And he came into a little town and there were a group of boys playing there. And he said to one little fella that was standing there, he says, "Where am I?" Lost his way and no highway mark or anything. And the little fella looked at him puzzled for just a moment and finally pointed his finger. He says, "Dar you are." May I say to you, friends, God says, when you ask the question, "Well, who tempted me to do this?" God says, "There you are. It's in your own skin. That's where the problem is." Every man, and this is the declaration of the individuality and personality of the race of mankind. Every man, just as each of us has a different fingerprint, each one of us has a different moral nature. We have our own idiosyncrasy, our own eccentricity. All of us today have something a little different. One man talking to another, he says, everybody today has some peculiarity. And this fellow says, "Well, I disagree with you." He said, "I don't think I have some peculiarity, something unusual." Well, he says, "Let me ask you a question." He says, "Do you stir your coffee with your right hand or your left hand?" Well, the fellow says, "I stir it with my right hand." Well, he says, "You see, that's your peculiarity, because," he says, "most people stir it with a spoon." Well, may I say to you, all of us have our peculiarities. One person may be tempted to drink. Another may be tempted to overeat. Another may be tempted in the realm of sex. The problem is always within the individual. No outside thing or influence can make us sin. It must come from within, and the trouble is here. The trouble is inside us today with that old nature that we have. Little boy was playing around at night, and his mother heard him in the pantry, and he'd gotten down the cookie jar. And she says, "Willie, what are you doing in the pantry?" Because she called out, "Where are you?" And he said, "In the pantry." And she says, "What are you doing in the pantry?" And he said, "I'm fighting temptation." Well, he was in the wrong place to fight temptation. But that's the place that a lot of grown people are today. Things are not bad, many things, within themselves. It's the use that's made of them. Food is good, but you can become a glutton. Alcohol is a medicine, but you can become an alcoholic if you abuse it. Sex is good if it's exercised in the area of marriage. And when it's exercised out, why, you're going to have an epidemic as we have today of venereal disease. Why? Because of the looseness today, the new morality. And today, the psychologist is helping us get rid of our guilt complex. That is, many of them are. I've been reading recently of many psychologists, and I've known of a Christian psychologist who taught in one of our universities here, and he used to come to my Thursday night Bible study. And he told me one night that he said, "You need to emphasize that guilt complex more than you do." He says, "A guilt complex is as much a part of us as your right arm. You just can't get rid of it." But the psychologist, the godless psychologist today, he says, "Climb up on my couch." Now he wants to say, "Are you religious?" And the party says, "Oh, yes." "You don't believe in engaging in this sort of thing?" A lady called me one day when I was pastor. And she said, "Dr. McGee, the most frightful thing that's happened to me," and she says, "I have been having a real problem on the edge of a nervous breakdown, and it's been due to certain trials I've been going through, and I went to a psychologist that my doctor had recommended, and he said to me when he found out that I was a Christian, he says, what you need to do is to go downstairs to the bar room and pick up the first man that's there, and you'll get rid of your guilt complex." And then there are those that today that say, "What about your background? Did your mother love you? What happened when she conceived you and you were in the womb?" And you say, "Well, my mother was caught in a storm, a rainstorm, And the psychologist says, well, that's the reason you're a drip. Well, he practically says that, and he blames it on the mother. Well, may I say to you that you could solve a great deal of your problems today where you're blaming somebody else if you just go to the foot of the cross and you would say to the living Lord Jesus, who right now is at God's right hand, say to him, I'm a sinner. I'm guilty. And may I say, he'll remove your guilt complex, and he's the only one that can do it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Now the solicitation to sin must have a corresponding response from within. And he says here, from your own lust, an overweening desire and uncontrolled longing, and you're drawn away. The Lord Jesus said, I'll draw all men unto me. And the scoffer says, well, he'll not draw me. Well, he'll not force you. As we saw back in Hosea, he'll only use the bands of love. He wants to woo and win you by his grace and love. And frankly, evil is attractive today. It's winsome. This man Moses, he was caught up at first with the pleasures of sin. And you can be enticed today. And the hook can be baited, and before long a man becomes an alcoholic or a young person a dope fiend.